Mirandilla.
Hi, he hadn't come on yet.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute because I've got some people coming in and out.
Okay. As soon as he comes in, I'll mute.
Is he going to nap? Do you need time or what's he going? No, shoot.
She's back.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
A little better. It seems to be slow progress, though. Completely different than the first time.
Well, life is different from one day to the next.
I agree.
Did you think much of the class this morning?
Oh, I did like it. Although I think Rabbi Zadok had sent out the message before, I think. He also repeated the Ari, just titled it something differently of our lesson that we had on the calendar, you know. You know, I always like repeating things, so that was good. But haven't really been able to look at the Tu B'Shvat one very closely. That was new because several years ago when I did the Tu B'Shvat Seder with the congregation, I researched every Tu B'Shvat Seder there was, and they simply had a little two-page Tu B'Shvat ideas and scripture verses, you know, so that appears to be a much different handout. So, but I haven't had a chance to look at it.
It's an English translation of the original document that was came out of the 1500s, so that's why it's
okay.
It wasn't on there a year ago.
Well, I thought in the left-hand corner I saw PDF. I just didn't get to go back and see if maybe it's in PDF form, which would be much easier to, you know, to read. So I'll check that out.
Okay. I was planning when I have, you know, lots of spare time, I was planning to put it on the on our webpage, but so I can make comments on it. You know, I could write some comments on it. But it's still beneficial.
And since you didn't get to Daniel chapter 8, I just felt too badly this week to work on that, any of those two pages that I had, that I told you I would scan.
We're not going to get to it next week either. You know, right after Tu B'Shvat, we start preparing for Purim and then Pesach. So I don't think we're going to get back to it until during the Omer.
Well, that'll give me plenty of time because it is 14 pages long for the whole thing. But, I just thought, since he mentioned chapter 8 and about 3 pages of it, so that'll give time to tend to that.
Understood. I didn't check. Are you the only one on?
No, Brandy's on, but she had to mute because she said she's got people coming in and out.
Okay.
So she must have something going on at Rose Hill where she works.
Well, then we can start, I guess.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute. But if need be, I'll unmute.
Ms. Markle.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Were you listening and just didn't let us know you were on? Or you just arrived?
I was listening off and on. I was muted.
Okay.
I just called earlier and nobody was on, so I muted for a while.
Understood. Well, we're on in row 11 of the Hashem matrix, second column from the left, we have the advanced reincarnation class handouts. When that opens up, scroll down to section or class 26A. And that opens up to chapter 23, section 4, titled Two Names for Each Person. And I will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabri fu ishkinte bithilu urhimu udhilu udhilu urhimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe bavathe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananeh aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananehu. I heard from my teacher that all who are buried on Friday after the fifth hour onward do not have to undergo chibut hakever, the torments of the grave. This is because the holiness of Shabbat itself separates the klipa from these people without any pain. This is the secret of something extra on the sixth day. For from the fifth hour onward, the holiness of Shabbat begins to shine. All the worlds rise on Shabbat to a higher station in the spiritual structure. I should mention that the fifth hour is essentially sunrise. It's the, or like 5 a.m. All the worlds rise on Shabbat to a higher station in the spiritual structure. They start this ascent on Friday from the fifth hour. And this is why Hashem made Adam at that time, according to the Talmud in Sanhedrin. For the goal is that man should ascend to the perfect Shabbat state. In order to prepare for the additional Shabbat sanctity, there is a custom to immerse in purifying mikveh water on Friday. This can be done from the fifth hour, according to the Gates of Holiness, my commentary. Shabbat means that a process of unity takes place between Malchut and Zeranpin. This unity is a process of the rising of the 10 Sephirot of the female queen to become equal to the 9 Sephirot of the male, Zeranpin. This is the meaning behind the idea of guarding Shabbat. Since the unification completes at the moment of Shabbat, there is empty space where Malchut used to occupy. This empty space is the meaning of the 2,000 cubit walk beyond the limits of the city. The process of unification takes place over a 7-hour period. The reason for this 7-hour period is related to our physicality. We need the process as we would be unable to handle an immediate elevation. It would be too traumatic for our bodies. This is why the evil forget their name, as mentioned above in section 1. As we have already explained, every soul in the world is clothed in klipa, the zuhama of the snake, the impurity of the snake. That klipa is the secret of the yetzer hara with which a man is born, for as a result of Adam's sin, the yetzer hara became ingrained in him. They became mixed together like dough. This is the secret of why the Yetzer Hara has such ability to cause a person to sin. He is a complete master of the house in the body of man. The evil inclination is especially identified with the leavening in the dough. My commentary. The Yetzer Hara enters a body at birth, while the Yetzer Tov enters at the 13th year, 12 years and 1 day for a girl, and at 13 years for a boy. This is also why the Yetzer Hara is the master of the house. There is no other voice speaking for those 13 years. Another comment. Dough rises due to yeast. Yeast represents the ego, which rises and puffs itself up, even if there is no merit. When there is ego, there is no room for Hashem, chas v'shalom. That is why the sages relate dough, which has yeast mixed within it, to the Yetzer Hara, which is the ego within the body. We have already explained that not all klipot are the same. Since every klipa is an evil spark from the Setra Achra, from the other side. A specific aspect of the 248 limbs of Adam Bli Ya'al, the man of impurity, like the limbs of Adam de Kedusha, and just like every soul has a specific name based on its level within the limb from which it was hewn. As the sages say regarding the verse, Who has wrought Shemot, devastation in the land? Don't read Shemot, but rather Shemot, meaning names. Likewise, each spark from the side of the Klipot has its own name. And so the Yetzer Hara of one person is not like the Yetzer Hara of another person. The traditional words of the scriptures are given within two traditions, one as to the letters of the words and one as to which vowel signs the letters have. There are places where the oral tradition reveals that certain words also bear vowels different than the strict tradition. This opens place for the one verse to convey multi-meanings or multi-interpretations. I am adding, the Kabbalah teaches that each word also needs to be permutated as well. These permutations and vowels truly bring multiple meanings and interpretations in addition to these specific general ideas. This usually is presented in a Hebrew Tanakh only in the Hebrew, and usually no attempt is made to give the English translation this emphasis. Another someone is born and named by his father and mother. It is not by chance which name is given. For God places in the mouth of the parent the name that suits that soul, as it says, names in the land, based upon the limb within the upper man from which it was taken. This name itself is imprinted above on the holy throne, as is known. This is why the sages say what they do regarding the names of converts, and why Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Korcha and Rabbi Meir used to check names. For all the souls are as if hewn out of the divine throne. Accordingly, their names are there with them. The souls of proselytes were at Mount Sinai. Therefore, God also set their names on his throne. Their names are retrieved and revealed at the time of the conversion. The essence of the person is included in his name. Even though many people share the same name, each name has varied aspects. Each one draws and relates to the aspects pertinent to his soul root. These sages that checked names and made inferences knew the secret of how a person is connected to his given name. My commentary. Yeshem teaches that one needs to permutate his name to see the possible attributes associated with that name, and then decide which attributes they want to emulate and reinforce, and which they want to remove and strive to stop from manifesting in their life. God created a corresponding reality with respect to this as well. Therefore, just as there is for a person a predetermined name from the side of holiness given to him by his father and mother at the time of his Brit Milah from the ritual circumcision, likewise there is an established name from the side of the Klipot, the Yetzer Hara, that enters the person at birth. The Yetzer Hara name comes first at birth, while the holy name comes on the eighth day at the Brit. Just as in general, the Yetzer Hara itself comes at birth, and the Yetzer Tov does not fully enter until maturity at the Bar Mitzvah. Hashem created darkness before light and set the drama theme in creation. my commentary. One does not need to study or permutate the name of the klipah until one has their Yetzer HaTov name settled into their bodies. It is only after maturity at the age of 20 that one should endeavor to find both of his soul names. Hence, every person possesses two names, one from the side of holiness and one from the side of the klipah. If a person, while living in this world, is able to ascertain and know the name of the klipah within him, he can thereby know from which level within the Adam Bli Ya'al, the negative Adam, it was taken. In this way, he can understand his defect and the tikkun, the rectification process. He requires. This would then make rectification simpler and separation from the klipah possible during his lifetime, as opposed to after death through the chibut hagever. Therefore, when a righteous person dies, there is no need to ask him his name from the Sitra Achra, because during his lifetime he worked hard and withstood suffering to separate the klipah from himself. This makes the separation through Kibbut HaKever easier. However, an evil person does just the opposite. Instead of causing the klipah to bond with him, this necessitates much beating and great punishment to carry out the separation through the Chibut HaKever. If he had come to know the name from the Sitra Achra during his lifetime, he could have easily rectified it then. Instead, he must receive intense beatings for not having come to know the name during his lifetime, for not bothering to investigate what it was. He didn't care to work hard as the righteous person did. The point is that one must constantly take spiritual inventory, examining and taking stock of thoughts, words, and actions. God reciprocates to one who shows such interest by granting him the self-knowledge. The more he examines and tries to fix himself, the more that is revealed to him. This will lead to one knowing exactly what they need to repair, and then how to repair it. I am adding, there are two tools to use with respect to determining these two names. One is a dream question, and the other is the Hebrew Garal. If you are interested in learning about these techniques, you can write to me or ask me on this class. That's the end of the section. Are there any questions?
I know question, but I've forgotten what the goral is. I remember the word, but I don't remember what it means.
The goral means lottery, but the idea of the goral is to open a holy book.
Oh yeah.
Like a Talmud or the Zohar or the Tanakh itself, and what the page you open to will have the answer to your name.
Okay, if you say the verses during the Amidah that pertain to the first and last letter of your name, you know, if you have two verses that are in the back of the Siddurs, is that not tikkun? Is that a tikkun for? It's not knowing what the klipah name is, but, or maybe it gives you a hint.
I never thought of it that way.
Those verses that relate to your physical name are exactly that. They're the name of your body. The soul name is something else.
Okay.
And that's a mistake that a lot of people make, is they think that by saying those verses, which is recommended, they think that they won't have to go through Shibuta Kever, and they become very surprised.
Okay, I thought when you passed that you would be asked, what is your name? And if you knew those verses, had been saying those verses, that that's what you would recite. But I guess that's not what this is saying.
No, it's not.
Okay.
That is what is taught in the traditional Orthodox, but it's not what the Kabbalah teaches.
Okay.
The purpose of saying the verses with your name is to connect to a spiritual level, connect to the verse in the Torah, which has the energy, same energy as your soul. Relative to the body, but it's not the name of the soul. Is that clear or confusing?
Yes, yes, it is. Just that mine was the verse, first paragraph of the Birkat HaMazon, not the one that you say, not Psalm 118. But gosh, I've, you know, every week I know that verse, that whole paragraph by heart, and it just comes to my head all the time, even during the week. But it makes me wonder if you identify with another name other times, if that comes to you pretty often, if that could be your Klipa name. I'll have to think on this. I need more knowledge. We'll have to.
Right.
We'll have to investigate this more. Maybe there'll be more in the next chapter, because this is the section that I tell you, I had no handouts at all. So I wondered if I was gone during that period of time that you taught this before, or, you know, because I didn't have any evidence or notes or anything on this section. And Kibbut HaKever was the beating of the grave, you know, it's always been a question of mine, especially at Hoshana Rabbah. So I'm glad you're here. So I'm not sure what's in these next few chapters. That may help.
And if you think I remember what it is by chapter, that's somebody else.
Okay. Oh, well.
So, Hanok, are you saying that we have...
Go ahead, Malka.
So you're saying that we have a name for the body, and then we also have a different name for the soul? And
yes.
We have the ability to know that those two names, by just opening a book, and whatever we open it to would be the name of the body, but not the soul?
Well, there's a specific ritual involved, but essentially you ask the question, and then where you open the book is answering your question.
Okay. And the book is a Zohar, or the book is a Siddur, is a book, what book are we speaking of?
Yes.
Which book? Yes, to
any holy book, any book of that holy. So that most people would use a Tanakh. The people who are connected to Chabad use the writings of the Rebbe. people and other groups use the writings of their main Rebbe. The Zohar is used. The Talmud is used. It changes with the person and with, you know, how they're directed.
All right, when we use that, is that, are we asking for the name for the soul, or we're name asking for both names? I'm not so sure, Hunter. I caught the difference.
What the section was saying is you need to learn both names, but not until you have corrected sufficiently the holy name. You don't want to be looking to connect to the information about the negative system until you're able to handle it.
Till your vessel's
healed. Say again, Malka.
Until your vessel can handle it?
Till you're capable of handling it, yes. It's not a question of light. It's not a question of the capacity of the vessel. It's a question that you have to realize that the Yetzer Hara is intimately connected to you. It's within you. So studying about the Yetzer Hara is going to give it strength. You give it strength, it can overcome your Yetzer HaTov. So you need to have developed your Yetzer HaTov so that it's strong enough to be able to handle whatever energy ends up being given to this, to the negative system. It's like we talked this morning about the occult. The occult works. There are people who study what's it called from Haiti. Voodoo.
From Haiti, voodoo. Yeah. Okay.
Right. There are people who study voodoo. They're strengthening the negative aspect of themselves when they do that. But it's the same material. There are people who study runes and other systems that have been throughout the ages. And as they study this, they're strengthening the negative system. That's why the Torah cautions us. Doesn't tell us not to do it. It cautions us. You have to have developed your holy side before you can even approach it. You know, even the wisest man in the world, which was King Solomon, failed in that aspect. He studied Torah. He developed his strength in the holy side. But when he approached the negative side, you know, he fell to the klipa. It was manifested in the fact that he had 1,000 wives. It was manifested in the fact that he let those wives bring their idols into his home, into the palace. But essentially, he was studying the negative system, and that's why he allowed them to bring it in, thinking he could handle it. But in truth, he could not. So I don't recommend anybody start looking for their negative name. If you get a sense that it needs to be looked at, it'll come to you. If your holy name is strong enough, you can ask a dream question, and you will be given the information if you have the merit.
So we may not know our names even before we even pass on to the next world. We may never know that. if we don't have the merit to handle it.
You knew it in your mother's womb. You forget it when you come out of the womb. Then when you pass away, you remember everything that you didn't reveal and forgot about in this lifetime.
So at that point, when we pass away, we will know our name. So when we are asked that question by the spiritual world, then at that point we would know it. But was the question asked, what is your name, and is it asked before the transition?
It's asked while you're in the grave, before the soul leaves the body completely.
And then we should know what it is since we passed away.
Except the trauma of passing affects our ability to answer the question. Because we are attached to the klipa from the physical aspect of this lifetime.
But only for a period of time, right?
There's no time in that world. But there's a process. As soon as the klipa gets beaten off of you, you remember your name. That's
okay.
The purpose of the question is to determine whether you actually need to have the beating. You may not. After all, everybody's going to be righteous if they study with me, right?
Well, that's what we're taught by you, yes.
I was saying that tongue in cheek.
I say, if you know how hard it is to make your glasses, that ought to keep you from beating in the grave right there. I do have a question, though. Last class, we mentioned Deborah, and we mentioned Deborah, and we mentioned Huldah. And they were biblical characters who were very high souls, and yet they had negative characteristics. So could your klipa name be a biblical character such as Deborah or Huldah?
The answer is yes. The answer is yes.
Okay. So it doesn't have to be LAL or something like that.
No.
Okay.
There's a general teaching that any biblical name that occurred before Moses' generation, if a child is named after that, there is the dual aspect. And it's recommended to name children after people who were written about in the Bible after the time of Moses. Thus more of their correction has been achieved. For example, the name Hanoch is early in the Bible. It's the seventh generation, Hanoch ben Yared. And he walked with God, and everybody takes those words and says, oh, this is wonderful. This is a very high name, high soul. But in reality, God took him before his time out of mercy, because if he had left him in the world, he would have fallen spiritually and been changed by the process of life. And then there is the son of Cain that is named, the firstborn son of Cain is named Enosh. And people forget about that name or that person. And it's very much, and it says a city was named after him. And the meaning of a city in, you know, Rabbi Bar Sadok just said that the meaning of a city means technology.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all hints to me, because this is my name, you know, you have to work on the name. Yes, the name has the meaning of teaching the hidden wisdom of Hanoch, but it also has the connection to the technology from having a city named after the name Hanoch. So the name Hanoch can be a name for the negative or for the positive. And that's more true for names that come from before Moses' time, and less true for names after Moses.
Okay, that was a good help, thank you, to understanding this. This is the first time I ever remember anything about a negative name. So, yes, I knew all names had negative and positive meanings, and that kind of gave you a hint as to what your tikkun was.
It's all built into the permutations of your name, every attribute. That's what I'm trying to develop enough of a system that the gematrias will come through and give you all of that information.
Okay, I have a question. You stated that we know what our name is in mother's womb. Okay. Well, most mothers or fathers, they would name their children or already had a name for their children prior to them conceiving, most of the time. And
I would doubt if they do it prior to conception. I would agree with you, prior to birth.
Some do have names picked out. I mean, even before they're, you know, married, they said, I'm going to have 5 children and I want their names to be, you know, such and such and such and such. I think that does happen.
I would agree with you it does happen, but I also don't agree with you that the names that they have as the teenager or the young mother, the young future mother, is the names that they choose for their children. The name that is chosen by the parents, whether it's before or after, at the moment that they name the child, they are given Ruach HaKodesh to know what name fits that soul. And all of the other projections is exactly that, projections. It's wishful thinking. It's in essence, it's gossip. As you think about the name you want to give your child, you don't know the soul of the child. How can you give it a name? The name of the person must fit the soul.
Well, some have real certainty that they're going to have a girl or a boy. Sometimes it's what it is. You know, they have the certainty that it's going to be a boy.
I agree with you. I'm not arguing that it doesn't happen. But in reality, the name wasn't chosen before the naming. they think it was chosen before the naming. But at that moment, when they name the child, the name that they choose is going to match the child. But then what happens? People become, that's not my name. It's uncomfortable. It doesn't fit me. And they look to change their name. And in this section, I don't remember the exact wording, but in this section it was describing how you're being called by a name that is from the negative system.
I just wonder.
As a child. But then when you get to be 13, you decide that, oh, I'm no longer going to be Debbie. I'm going to be Deborah. You know, it's because you've now got your Yetzer HaTov has come in and it has a different name. And I think I've mentioned to you that I had a teacher who, you know, as a 60-year-old woman, was always called Debbie. She never changed that childhood name. What does it tell us?
So she hasn't gotten her Kadosh name.
She hasn't grown up.
Mm-hmm.
Both statements are true. And yet she's my teacher. I respect her. She has great knowledge.
Wow.
She was raised her father was a rabbi. She was raised by a rabbi in a rabbinical home.
Well, the positive part of her name means a congregation. A congregation you're usually going to teach, and a bee also means a honeybee, and a honeybee produces honey. So you see all the positive things to that name.
Well,
so,
the other way.
Went down to that before or last week, you know.
You're putting it her name in her Hebrew name from her English name. Nobody ever calls Deborah Debbie. Debbie would be spelled Dalet Bet Yud. And would the translation, the doorway to my house.
Mm-hmm.
The woman doesn't want to be the doorway, she wants to be the house.
Well, I never had the desire to change my name, so maybe I'm still an infant. I haven't grown up yet.
It means that your parents gave you a name that fits your soul.
Okay.
Except that I call you Malka. Was that your Hebrew name at birth?
No.
What do people in the street call you? What do people that you work with call you?
My given name from my mother?
Yes.
The only people that call me Malka is in my classes, you know, the teachings the groups that I teach or learn from call me Malka.
Right. Right.
But my outside world, you don't call it outside world. They called me by my given name, my mother's given name.
Which is
Donna.
Okay,
with two N's.
Donna is starting with the word din. Dalet Nun is judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hebrew, you wouldn't be spelled with two Nuns. It would be Don. And then the last syllable would either be an ayin or a hey, more than likely an ayin. So it's Dalet Nun Ayin, the judgment of vision. Does that apply to you?
So what, What is it? Judgment of what?
A vision. The I am is the I.
I don't know.
It does. That was why I recommended that name for you, Malka, because I felt that it was going to be prophetic of what I felt was a queenly spirit. So,
and the word Malka is not Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
It's Aramaic.
What does that mean?
It means queen. It's the word for queen in Aramaic. And if you ever decide to ask the people, you know, the regular people to call you Malka, it will be an indication that your growth spiritually is moving in the right direction. Of course, you're moving in the right direction studying the Zohar anyway. But the fact that you're still being called Donna, you're still being connected to judgment. I have another student whose name is Deanna. And it's very clear. This is the essence of who she is judgment. It's constant. But she's not open to learn it. She hasn't asked the right questions to learn about her name. So she doesn't know it. She just keeps wondering why she has all this judgment in her life.
And you say judgment as in chaos, or judgment as in?
Judgment can be either chaos or it can be righteous judgment. Most people, especially when they're first starting out in studying, they don't want judgment in their life. They want to remove judgment. Because the judgment for most human beings is chaos. But for the righteous person, he doesn't mind judgment. They don't mind judgment because judgment brings them the pleasures. The effect of their positive actions comes back to them. So it's not a negative aspect. Judgment is not something to be avoided. It's something to be controlled. It's a left column energy. Have we gotten very confused now, Malka?
No, I'm just trying to evaluate myself right now. I'm just
just remember the evaluation of your name, the learning of your name is a lifetime process.
And I guess probably the judgment, work environment does bring, we tend to have more negative thoughts at work than at home, you know. Maybe that's what I need to get control of. I know that's what I need to get control of in that environment.
The question becomes, which comes first, the change within you or the name? Does the name change you, or do you change and therefore the name needs to change? There's no real clear answer to that question.
Right.
Which is cause and which is effect.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of time, but it's been a good discussion and a good section.
It really has. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go back to the front of the book, read the first page again.
Oh, goodness.
Rukshim. Thank you, Hanuk.
You're very welcome. We hopefully we'll speak tomorrow morning for the Psalms class.
Yes.
Shalom to both. Shalom to all. Brandy has spoken, but I think she's listening.
I'm listening.
Take care, Brandy. Shalom.
Okay.
Shalom to all.
Bye-bye.